This is Dakota Datebook for August 4th. The U.S. Census is conducted every 10 years, and every year ending in a zero. But demographers are always gathering data on residents and migration. A similar effort was just beginning more than a century ago in Bismarck. A committee was organizing a religious census of North Dakota's capital city on this date in 1912. 10 religious organizations in Bismarck provided lists of their members. The city was split into districts of 30 homes each for canvassing in September. May Towsley supervised the census. She was the state superintendent of the North Dakota Sunday School Association's Home and Visitation Department. It's unclear exactly what the association planned to do with the census information, but it likely intended to use the data to increase church membership. Organizers hoped the census would bring people and churches closer together. Pastors in Fargo had learned of previously unknown families who shared their faiths following a religious census conducted there in 1911. The Bismarck Tribune reported that, quote, churches that place good workers in the field immediately after the census to visit among the people have in other cities reported large increases in Sunday schools and church memberships. Bismarck pastors and church representatives met with census organizers to go over the plans to ascertain the church preference of each individual of the city. Bismarck Methodist held a census rally in early September with hymns and prayers. 70 canvassers comprising men and women covered Bismarck on an afternoon in mid-September. Everyone in Bismarck was to be included in the census, regardless of age, occupation, or religious belief. The results of the religious census were published in September. It tabulated 38 religious sects. Catholics were the biggest group at 1,202 people. Methodists were next at 772, followed by 674 Presbyterians, 204 Baptists, 187 Swedish Lutherans, 176 Episcopals, 157 Norwegian Lutherans, 19 Jews, and 14 Christian Science. 200 people gave no preference of faith. One household refused information. 60 people weren't at home. Canvassers found only one person for some preference, including an atheist and a free thinker. Indigenous spiritual practices were not mentioned. Canvassers reached about 1,900 homes of almost 4,000 people. Bismarck had a population of about 6,000 people at the time. Pastors met at the Burley County Courthouse after the census to hear the final report. The entire cost of the census was $9.20 for printing, postage, and stationery. The canvassers took no pay. The Tribune reported that the volunteers had faithfully conducted the religious census. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.